Hello and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth, and I am so grateful that you are joining me here today. I hope that wherever you are at in your day, that it has been amazing. If you are new to my podcast, I welcome you and I am grateful that you are here, and may this podcast contribute to you in ways that maybe you never even thought possible. So in today's episode, it's just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, what I know today, and I just wanted to come on here and speak about a topic that's just was pulling my energy and pulled me to show up on the podcast here and just speak about. And so as I'm working on my live launch, where I'm doing 9 days of lives and I'm just sharing transformative tools that I've learned over the last 2 decades in, you know, working with clients, also using the tools and techniques for myself, but also I've learned along the way on my journey of all of my studies and all of my research over these last 2 decades. And so the tips and tools are very, very powerful and very transformative. And so as I've been kind of looking at what I'm creating here and acknowledging myself as the creator of my life, some things have been really popping up for me. And so I don't know if this is going to connect or make sense, but I'm going to share it anyway. I'm not even fully sure how it's going to come out or how it's going to transform. Sometimes when I have an idea for a topic, I literally show up and start speaking to the energy of it, and it's amazing how it unfolds. So I'm kind of anxious and excited to see how this is going to transform or unfold as I'm speaking here. So one of the things that I've been kind of aware of lately is that, you know, things aren't always as they seem. We think that we know, and we think that I guess what we do a lot of actually is worrying about outcomes. And if you're worrying about something, that means that you are looking to the future. Okay, so there is a saying out there, and I can't recall it right now, but it's something along the lines about living in the past versus being in the present. And if you're worrying, you're kind of living in the future. And the future is really unknown. And so kind of what's been coming up around all of this is just that things are not as they seem. And so my daughter just recently had to write a very important exam for her schooling, and afterwards, she sent me a text, and it was one word, and it was ugh. And I thought, well, if that's how she's feeling after her exam, that is not a good sign. I mean, I've written many exams in my life, and you generally kind of have an idea, you know, of if you did well or not. And it turns out, again, texting, misinterpretation, that she was just beat, and it was really tough. It wasn't meaning that she felt she did bad, but instantly, as a parent, what do you do, right? And this was kind of like for all the marbles, like if you don't pass it, you're out of your program. So I instantly kind of started to worry. And one thing that we have to learn as human beings is that worry never contributes to a good outcome. And it's not that it changes the outcome when you worry, but it's definitely not a contributing energy. It's not contributing to you. It's not contributing to anything in your world. And if it's about someone else, it's certainly not contributing to them. Worry is definitely a negative energy, and it's something that we need to be very conscious and aware of. So I instantly went to my space of being, and this is a technique that I'll be sharing in my 9 days of live. I think if I don't share it in the 9 days of live, it will certainly be in my coaching program. And it's a very, very powerful technique to take us out of our heads and into more of a state of being, because we're not here to control the future. We are the creators of our lives. So whatever we focus on, we'll get more of. As you've probably heard the saying that energy flows where attention goes. So of course, if you're going to be focused on the worst case scenario, you're putting a lot of energy towards that outcome. And so at times, especially when we're in situations where it's very stressful or there's a lot of weight on what the outcome is, we still have to have faith that the universe always has our back. And when something doesn't work out, it's like when one door closes, another door opens. And so I'm really speaking to this energy today because I know that there's someone out there that's needing to hear this message today. So what I want to say is that, and I know this is going to sound really, really, really crazy, but I'm going to say it anyway, but nothing in this reality is real. And that it's like, what? What are you talking about? That chair I just stubbed my toe on, that was very real. And of course, it is, but it isn't. And things can always change. And so what I've been kind of focused on is just in the area of finances and creating a different reality in the level of income that I've been contributing to our family and kind of up-leveling my game. I know that I have been developing and studying and doing all of these things over many, 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 many years, and the results that my clients are getting are just absolutely mind-blowing. And so, you know, I've had this conversation before kind of in my Facebook post, but I don't know if I've actually said it in the podcast. It's like, when someone increases their property value just because they learned how to clear energy and they increase their property value by $50,000, how do you put a price tag on that? Because that's just one thing that they change the energy on. Like, what if they change the energy on five other things in their life that improves the quality of their life? Like, how do you put a price tag to that? So it's just really interesting as I'm looking at things in my life and what I'm choosing. And if we're going to acknowledge that we are the creators of our lives, every single choice that we make creates something in our life. So I could choose tomorrow, you know, to not get out of bed and to just stay in bed all day because I just don't feel like facing my life, right? I know there's many people out there who are depressed and experiencing exactly that. And it's not right and it's not wrong. And the reason I'm using that example is because there's someone out there that I love following. His name is Tom Bilyeu. The last name is Bilyeau. And he has Impact Theory on YouTube. And I think it's a podcast as well. And I just really enjoy listening to Tom and his wife, Lisa. And there was a time where he had no motivation. His very thoughts each day was get out of bed while it's cold out there versus stay in bed where it's warm and comfortable. So he would stay in bed. And, you know, that's where some people are right now because they just don't know what they're capable of or what is possible. And so even as things kind of come up in my life and our situation and, you know, kind of where we're at with our, we have properties and we have a rental business and all of these things, you know, and looking at what our future looks like and what we want to continue creating for our future. And it's all of the choices that we're making today that is going to impact that outcome in the future. So if I was to focus now on just, you know, properties aren't increasing in value and, in fact, where I'm living, property values have gone down. Like if I was to focus on all of that, because that is in quotes, the reality right now that they're kind of speaking about, I could be very stressed out about, you know, what our future looks like. But instead, I am choosing to, that doesn't bother me at all because this is a long-term game for us. Like, and honestly, I just love having rentals and providing homes that I would live in because there are many, many, many slum landlords in the city that I live in. And that is not me. If I wouldn't live in the property myself and love it myself, I'm not going to buy it and I'm certainly not going to rent it out. And that's what all of our properties are. They're higher end properties. They're a property that are, you know, a little more costly, but also they are for professionals and they're properties that are going to provide a home that someone actually wants to spend time in. And that's the kind of landlord that I want to be. And I'm not saying that a slum landlord is any lesser than I am because it's all just a choice. And some people actually like dealing with those kind of clients. And a lot of them are very troubled. Some of them don't have steady income. Some of them don't pay their bills on time. Like that's not what I wanted in my business and the type of people that I wanted to be I guess, interacting with. And that was just my choice. Is there a need for that? Absolutely. And is there good people, you know, in the lower income housing? Absolutely. 100% there are. There are so many good, humble people. And so that's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, when you create your life, you have to look at, you know, what it is that you want in your life. And I knew the clients that I wanted to have and the people that I want to be dealing with on a regular basis living in my properties. And I needed as little stress as possible. I needed it to be ease and joy. And that's totally what I'm getting with what I've created. And so these are some things that we have to really look at. And so there's been some other things coming up, again, around money and finances. And I just know that it's actually not real, like that the choices that I'm making will change all of those outcomes. And so even with interest rates coming up and, you know, going up higher and, you know, mortgages that we have due on some of the properties and all of those kinds of things, it really doesn't bother me because I know that the universe has my back. And that the life that I'm choosing and creating through all of what I'm doing, nothing's going to hold me back. And so it's really hard for me to speak to the energy that I know is available to me and that I've been aware of, that, you know, nothing is real, that it just seems that way in a moment in time, but different outcomes can come along all the time. And another example of that is just, I've been writing a book for the last few years on how to create your life. And I have always created my life through my mind and my thoughts because I'm very strong and powerful in my mind and my thoughts because I'm very decisive and I know what I want. So I'm very clear. So I've never had to really write things down on paper because I just know within me what I want. And when it comes along, I'm very decisive and I just know that that's the thing. Which is interesting because back in relationship and when I was a teenager and dating, I thought there was something wrong with me. And there actually was nothing wrong with me. It was just that I was indeed decisive. And so after dating someone for a week or two, I knew right away whether they were the one or not. And I honestly thought there was something wrong with me because I thought I was being way too picky and fussy and thought, okay, if this is how I'm going to be, I'm never going to find anyone. So those were some thoughts that went through my mind. But coming back to writing the book, I wanted to put down, part of the process is to get people to write down, like to create their blueprint. And so there's a process for that. And I thought, well, if I'm telling people how to do this process, then I better do it for myself, just so that I know, you know, what it's like, I guess, essentially, because I've always just, like I said, done it in with the power of my mind. And so it's interesting because as I started making my list, it was like I just was putting down kind of little mundane kind of things. And I thought, come on, dream bigger, like put down all of those things. Even if you never think in a million years you'll get them, just put them on the list. And so one of those things was a cabin. And I thought, well, that's probably for retirement years, like when we have grandkids and stuff like that, because I wasn't thinking that, you know, I wanted to have two mortgages. But again, not realizing, you know, what I had already, all the choices I'd made leading up to there actually had set me up for not having two mortgages. So it turns out we had put a rental suite in our basement that was helping pay the current mortgage, which ended up, I kid you not, after making my list 6 weeks later, we had the cabin. Like it was just amazing how it unfolded. It's miraculous. And how it all came about, and the fact that we had that rental suite that was contributing to paying our mortgage, that payment now became the payment that was paying for the cabin. And so, you know, you just never know how things are going to come about or how they're going to unfold. So really, it's about not about the how. It's really about in the allowance and the receiving. So I know that that's kind of like, again, it's big thinking, but that's how we have to think when we are dreaming big. We have to think bigger. We have to go beyond ourselves. And we have to know that we are so much more powerful and potent than we ever acknowledge, and that we are so capable of creating so much more. So I invite you to start dreaming bigger, to really go within yourself and ask yourself, like, what it is that fulfills you? what it is that, like, if you're not sure what your purpose is, which we're going to be covering in the 9 days of live as well. You know, it's really about getting clarity around those things. Like, what fulfills me? What gives meaning in my life? Like, what is my purpose? And really getting clarity on those things, because if you want more ease and joy in your life, it's really important to get that clarity. And that's what my 8-week course is going to be providing. And that's what the 9 days of live, there's going to be some tools in there. And I'm going to be sharing stories in all of those, each of those days, I'll be sharing a story around how that tool was transformative for me and why it's so powerful. And I will also be having clients on sharing how their lives were empowered and changed and transformed through using the tools that they learned from me as well. So it's going to be exciting. I hope you'll join us. If you can't join us live during the day, they will be recorded. And so if you go on Facebook, it's called Spiritual Self-Care Live, is capital letters. Don't know if that matters when you do the search, but you should be able to find us. The logo is like a pink background. It's just very simple. It just says Spiritual Self-Care Live, and it's a pink, pale pink background. And it's my name on Facebook is Jen Michelle. So it'll say that as the host. So definitely go and check that out. Click join so that you get all the updates. And I really hope that you'll join us there, because I'm really, really excited about what I'm about to share. So it's really cool. So that is today's episode. I just wanted to say that, you know, if you've got some things going on in your life, it's not set in stone. Nothing is ever set in stone. And, you know, a lot of what we're seeing isn't even real. Everything is simply energy, and it can be changed. And sometimes we're just getting what we're getting because of the choices we're making or because of what we're focused on. And all you need to do is do a shift of what you're focusing on, and learn how to become a space of being. It's not always a doing. Sometimes it's a state of being, and just really see what starts to show up in your life, because it's really powerful and it's really transformative. And as I said, like, the universe always has our back, and when one door closes, another opens. But if we're too busy staring at that closed door, we're going to be missing all of the other doors that are open to us, and you're not going to be able to walk through them because you can't even see them. So it really is important to be aware of what we're focusing on and where our attention is going. And that's what I'm going to be talking about on day one of the 9 days of lives, is just really how to change what isn't working for you in your life. And I guess a powerful, transformative book that came across my path that helped change everything in my life. So make sure that you're there. You don't want to miss it. Thank you so much for showing up in this episode. And I hope that wherever you are at, you know that you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can absolutely change it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.